Robbie Slater joins us on the phone. Good morning, Robbie.
Yes, good morning, Trips.
It's gone. We've lost him.
Yes.
Maybe he's been on the straight coffees this morning.
He might have been. Plenty happening in the world of soccer. Of course, over there in the EPL, Liverpool extending their lead
by favorites.
8 points. What about Man U? They're struggling at the moment.
Couldn't beat Newcastle.
Man City lost another game on the weekend. But Liverpool leading by 8 points. I think Robbie's back on the line. Morning, mate.
Yeah, sorry, guys. Yeah, it's a bit of a drop now. But, yeah, all good. And let's see what develops in this little chat we're going to have.
Well, we've just been talking about Liverpool, mate, extending their lead at the top of the competition table. Man City losing on the weekend. And Man United. Geez, how long is he going to last for, the manager?
Well, I said not for Christmas. I think well before Christmas. They're just... And as I said a couple of weeks ago, if you look at their team on paper, it's just... I mean, I have to say it's the worst Manchester United squad I've seen in a long, long time, maybe 30 years. So... Solskjaer's got himself in a corner here. He's criticised his players. He's come from all sort of different angles. And now they're going to play Liverpool after the international break, of course. And you know, Solskjaer said it's the perfect game for us. So he's sort of coming in. And I think we go back to different people react different ways under pressure. Pressure is an amazing thing. And I don't think Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's one has ever found himself with this kind of pressure. And I don't think he's dealing with it. All the best.
With Liverpool out by the 8 points, do they deserve to be the favourites now, or a Man City is that just an overreaction from the bookies?
Well, all as I can say are
Liverpool's better
here. Oh, Indigo, how are you, darling?
I'm going to soccer camp.
You're going to soccer camp.
And I'm wearing Ronaldo.
Ronaldo?
Very good.
Yeah, I know. She should be wearing Salah or Mane from Liverpool, but she's wearing Cristiano Ronaldo, I guess, with the girls. And
he is a favourite, Robbie.
We know why he's a favourite as well. Not only because of his talent, but extremely, extreme good looks.
Oh, he's a very, very good
looking. Very good looking man.
Very good looking man.
Yep. He's got it all.
Well,
he's ticking a lot of the boxes.
Yeah, well, a bit like Dave.
Yeah.
Dave ticks
yeah,
a lot
like
of the boxes.
Dave,
yeah.
Unfortunately, these days I'm not
picking
many.
Hey. Come on, mate.
Well, I used to
hey, I'll tell you something, Robbie. At least I got good phone reception on my mobile phone. You got to sort that out. You're on the big bucks at Fox. Where are you? Are you in a cave?
My phone's fine. I think it's been a deliberate reaction to. Some of the questions I get asked on this show, my phone sort of goes into defensive
mode. I just asked you, Liverpool. Okay, you're a betting man. All right, you got $1,000.
Well, I tipped Liverpool at the start of the year, and I don't bet on my own tips. And you know what? And that's how stupid I am because my tipping is actually quite.
I know.
Stupid.
I was about to say you'd be flying.
I'd be flying if I put some cashiola on my own tips.
I don't know what they were before the start of the year, but Tottenham have blown to 150. To win. But they've conceded 10 goals in their last two matches. One was a Champions League game and, of course, a Premier League game. But, geez, what's happened to them?
Well, we talked about this again. Pochettino, was he going to leave? Was he not going to leave? Then he criticised the board. They were just giving him a new contract when he came out and said he was asked, was he going to sign any more players? And this has been a bit of a sore point for Pochettino's wanted to sign more players over the last couple of years. But, of course, they built that new stadium, a little bit like Arsenal did when the Emirates was built. They went slow on the transfers because, obviously, it cost a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Pochettino, when asked about signing players, said, oh, I'm just the coach here, I'm not the manager. So I don't think that went down with the board. Once it starts to go wrong at the top, it starts to filter down. Christian Eriksen wanted to leave to Real Madrid, and that went on all... practically all summer, and that wasn't resolved. So you've probably got an unhappy sort of group there at the moment, and it soon starts to show itself on the pitch. But certainly if you look at Tottenham and Manchester United was probably a little bit more predictable, but I still thought they would easily fit into the top six. I don't think they'll make the top six now. I still think Tottenham will, but they need to lift.
Back page of the paper today, mate. It's all about the A-League. And in regards to, you know, this season, they've got their own way now, the club owners. There's no more FFA involvement. Is this the make or break season? Like, if this if it doesn't work now, what where do you go to?
Well, I don't think it's make or break. Okay. You know, I don't think the competition coming into its 15th year isn't a make or break season. Look, I know ratings were down. Crowds weren't necessarily big time down last season, but there are problems that need to be addressed. And but what I love is blokes like you just loving this. I mean, you're always, you know, you're just waiting for soccer to just take a nosedive, and then we can all ask the question: is it make or break? I know this is what you guys like.
No, it's not.
Probably looking at each other, grinning, and soccer's on the downfall. No. And everyone will rejoice and pop their champagne. Let me tell you, we're stronger than that.
I tell you why I like soccer, Robbie.
Why?
Because your tips have made me money. So I'm going to continue to enjoy soccer until you start tipping losers, and then I'll move on to the next sport.
We can move on to the next.
You got to respect his honesty, Robbie. Yeah.
Mate, that's the truth. You've been tipping me into
the next has-been to try and get you some money.
Mate, it's the best. You've been paying for a lot of schooners. I appreciate it.
I'll tell you what, Robbie.
What about you and your punting, Dave Stanley, is you are persistent.
Yes, very.
I once was with you at the Oaks. There under that magnificent tree. I think we're upstairs. You back three losers in a row and you didn't stop, and I think you're back the next three winners in a row.
Yeah. You never.
That might be a slight exaggeration, but it's a good story.
Robbie, thank you very much for joining us, mate.
See you later, Troop.